Hi, everybody. This is Nancy Miller from My Creative Life, the podcast about creatives, how and why they make the work that they do. Today, my special guest is Sita Jeet. She is a Indian-Canadian writer and educator. She writes picture books, chapter books, and middle grade novels that are full of heart, joy, and community. Divya Far From Home, published by Capstone fall of 2024, is the first book in her debut chapter book series. Hi, Sita. How are you doing?
I'm great, Nancy. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it is my honor, and those who are listening, a little backstory about how I got to know Sita is because we had initially the same agent. You were just so kind and just so like encouraging of everyone in the group. I really appreciate that because coming from somebody who's an accomplished author and also an educator, which I definitely want to learn more about that in your background, it means so much. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. And we had such a great group of creators. And honestly, that's been my support system through this process. So thank you, Nancy.
Oh, well, I wanted to ask you, and you probably get asked this a lot, where did that spark of wanting to become an author come from?
Okay, that's a good question. I really had to think about where it started. And I think I've grown up loving books. And just going back to when I was really young, Hindi and Punjabi were my whole languages. That was all we spoke at home. So when I started school, it took me some time to crack the code of the English alphabet and learn to read. But once I did, I fell in love with books and just read everything I could get my hands on, really. Picture books, of course, and then chapter books and middle grade novels. And I was thinking back to the way my mom actually took us to the library quite a bit once we started school, my brothers and I. So I think she really helped to contribute to this love that she noticed that was beginning to foster within me. So I really do appreciate that. My grandmother used to tell us so many stories growing up. So the oral stories were such a big part of my life when I was young. So stories in the written form and stories orally were shared in my household. So I think that's where it really started. Funnily enough, at the same time, I became an avid reader, but didn't really see myself as a writer growing up. I think it was always the concern over my grammatical errors and some of the mistakes I was making in my writing conventions that really, I think, pushed me away from writing growing up. But then as an elementary school teacher, I loved picture books. I taught grade one, I taught grade two, combined classes. I was a literacy support teacher. I supported multilingual learners. So I really loved books and sharing my passion for reading with them and helping them develop their own passion. So that really loved books even more. And even as an adult, dive back into picture books, maybe in a way that I hadn't been going through university and stuff like that. So I think that was really important to me. And at the same time, I noticed in the stories I was reading, there was gaps in terms of stories written by and for South Asian creators. And at the same time, on a larger scale, historically marginalized creators and publishing in general. So I think that was something I was noticing. And it was something I wanted to do. I wanted to write, but I still didn't build up the courage to do that quite yet. But I finally started writing after having my children. And my youngest, right when the pandemic started, was in the NICU for a couple of months. So I almost started writing as a bit of an escape. I started writing picture books and really like mining my experiences and thinking about, you know, what do I want to share? And that sort of was my first leap into becoming an author. Sharing stories and really creating characters that are South Asian, Indian, usually strong, capable, adventurous, joyous, so much like Divya, which is my debut chapter book. And just wanted to throw out, it's illustrated by the talented Abhilasha Khatri. So I think that's, in a long way, that's sort of where and how I ended up where I am now.
Wow. Well, I love that you bring your perspective as an educator into the work that you do, because it's really for the kids that you have that connection, and that bringing that writing to the audience that will read those books and be immersed in that world. Because I think, they always, people say like, oh, well, really the adults buy the books, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like it's so important that it speaks to ultimately the kids who are going to be the ones checking out the books and in the libraries or asking, I'd love to see books like this, about me. And that's wonderful.
Thanks. Yeah, I definitely have been able to draw on my background as an educator and bring that into the writing that I do. And just being around children who are picking up books and going to the library, you can see what they're drawn to as well.
Right. And can we talk a little bit about your debut that is coming out this year? That is so exciting. I wanted to hear a little bit, because you do a wide variety of different types of writing. To me, as more of a picture book author, the going towards those higher word counts, I'm like, wow, it's like that is so different. But then you do both. And I was wondering, how did that develop, writing your chapter book?
Yeah, that's a great question. And thank you so much for asking. And just a shout out to Capstone. I'm so grateful to my editor, Allison Deering, and the team at Capstone for acquiring the idea of Far From Home and helping me really make that book shine. It's been such a great process working with them and alongside Abby Lesha. So just going back to how I got to writing chapter books, that was a bit of a journey as well. I started off writing picture books. It was my first love. And I think I started getting drawn a little bit more to chapter books when my eldest son started to read chapter books, which was maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. And he was looking for books that were interesting to him. And then I started going to the library and finding books and sharing them and taking him to the library. And we would read them together. So then I started getting really intrigued by what was out there. And then I think what really just, again, made me take the leap from picture books into chapter books, which was, I guess, the next step for me, was I signed up for some courses through Writing Barn. I went and attended the Quilly conference virtually, where they had a chapter book intensive. So in addition to reading a lot of chapter books with my son and on my own, I started taking some courses that really helped me understand the genre a little bit better and how it differed from picture books, as well as middle grade novels. In terms of what you mentioned, like the word count, the pacing, story, and I think that's what helped get there. And then I think I was just ready to jump in, and I tend to do that. I like to try new things. I like to push myself a little bit reluctantly at first, but when I commit, I'm like ready to jump in. So then I just really started brainstorming and plotting and thinking about the story I wanted to tell with this chapter book. And just going back a little bit to my childhood, I grew up in a multi-family Indian household for the first 8 years of my life. So that is what Divya has in her household. I really wanted to write about a family like mine, which is what you'll see in Divya, Far From Home. So I guess I was inspired. I had an idea, just thought about what the first story would look like. And yeah, I gave the draft a go and really liked the process. And then sent my first draft to my former agent. We went and did a couple of rounds of edits and then took the book on submission in September 2022. And in the world of acquisitions, It was fairly early that I received interest from Capstone, a couple of months later. And then it was acquired early 2023, I would say. And we've been working together, my editor and I, just polishing that first book. And yeah, I've just really learned so much in the process. But that's sort of my journey with this book specifically.
That's fantastic. And I was curious, so how did it work? Like, did you know, or did the editor for your, and if you can't share this, I completely understand, for it being a series, did they basically say, okay, well, at this point, we know we want you to continue writing this and developing even further into a second book? Was that already discussed, like, when they first had interest?
Yeah, I think it, with chapter books in general, they are often written as a series, whereas middle grade novels are usually standalone, as are picture books. And I think a part of what really works with chapter books and series is when a child is becoming an independent reader, they love to follow characters over a span of books. So from my understanding, chapter books are often acquired as a series. And when I did get the offer for this book, it was acquired as a two-book series for now. Hopefully with the potential for more, but as of now, there's two Viviette books coming out.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more stories with that series. I was so excited for you when you announced that on social media that you had accomplished. That is such a huge... That's amazing that you did that, you know, because people sometimes don't realize, like, it's such a competitive field with the writing. Sometimes when I've met people, they're like, and they're not within publishing, and they go, oh, well, it's just children's books. But it is a very competitive field. And to be able to, how did you feel at that moment when you heard the news?
Oh, I was thrilled. It was so exciting to know that someone else, a publisher, an editor, believed in the story the same way I did. And from when the book was acquired to where it is now, this series is now a 10,000 word series. And when I originally wrote the book, my first draft had 6,000 words. So with the support of, like I said, my amazing, and I can't say this enough, my amazing editor, the story has all blossomed. I really love where the story is now and the illustrations. I'm just really excited. I'm really thrilled and nervous to share my writing after being such an intro. I am an introvert, truly. But I'm excited to share this book. And I know it will find the audience, and I know it will be in the hands of children that will need it and or want it the most. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, and then your family, they must be so thrilled. Like, it feels like just talking to you, this is kind of an ode to them, this book series. It's about your upbringing and that time period in your life. And can I ask how they feel about it?
Oh, yeah, of course. They're so excited. I think they're like, where is it? Why is it in my hands yet? So I don't know if they understand the process, but are so supportive. And I cannot wait for the time where I get to share it and put the book in the hands of my parents, who have truly been an inspiration. I'm a daughter of immigrants, and they came to this country. I live in Toronto. They came here with big dreams, and now I get to share this book that I really hope is an ode to my family and my childhood and children who are immigrants or newer to a country or experiencing change in some way, like my family did. And I can't wait for it to be in the hands of my children as well.
Beautiful. Now, any tips for newbie authors? Because you probably have different tips from somebody who writes picture books, and then tips for also chapter book writing. And if those are different tips, I was curious about that. What would you suggest?
Yeah, I was just, again, I was reflecting on my journey. And as someone who thought that I would only ever write picture books, how did I get from writing picture books to writing chapter books and then middle grade? And I really think it was reading widely. I think that really helped. Reading picture books, reading chapter books, reading middle grade novels. There's so many great books being published by so many creators, and especially creators that have been historically marginalized. So it's really exciting to see that our voices are being published, our stories are being published, and people are buying the books and are putting them in libraries and purchasing them. So that's been really exciting. I've been reading widely from authors and creators of different backgrounds and lived experiences. So that's definitely one thing. I would definitely recommend reading as widely as possible. Studying craft, I think in a strange way, the pandemic made a lot of the courses accessible to me because I live in Canada, and a lot of the courses that were being offered were in the US. So when things went online, I was able to access conferences and courses without having to travel. So financially became a little bit more accessible for me at the time. Workshops, again, if they fit in your budget. So I had to really be selective on what I wanted to do. I had some really great mentors. I think that really helped when I first started. Shanice John Muhammad, who is a Canadian poet, she put together a South Asian women's writing circle in my community. So we got a chance to come together as South Asian women, talk about the stories we wanted to write and write them with her guidance and support. So I'm so grateful for her. And I did receive a picture book mentorship through the PB chat, Justin Cologne, earlier on. And I got paired with my wonderful mentor, Anna Sakiria. So that was such a gift. I've been able to learn more about the craft through creators and working with them and alongside them. So they really helped critique my work and I guess get it to a place where I started feeling more confident about myself. Finding writing community. I have wonderful critique partners. Inked Voices. What I really loved about Inked Voices was they have opportunities to connect with critique groups in the chapter, picture book, of course, chapter book and middle grade age ranges. So if I had an idea, then I could join a chapter book critique group or an accountability group so we could hold each other accountable in our writing. So I was grateful for that. X/Twitter, which was where I originally found my writing community, SCBWI. I think the one thing that I guess I live by is be open to trying new genres. I never thought I could write longer texts. I thought picture books, 1,000 word limit was all I could do. But here I am writing chapter books and middle grade, and I'm debuting with a chapter book. So I think just give it a go and find your community that can help you along the way and support and cheer you on, I think has really been what helped me get through this journey that I'm still on. But I think that's, I know that feels like I just shared a lot of things, but even if you pick one or two things to start with, there's going to be support along the way.
Well, those are wonderful tips. And thank you so much for sharing that with us, because it gives me like a little bit of hope. Such accomplished authors like yourself, a couple other guests that you know, Jackie Morera, she does picture books and then YA, and then Keely Parekh, she does picture books and YA, and I see what you guys are doing, and I go, they are so brave, they are fearless, because to me it just takes a switching of the brain, so to speak, or mindset, and to be able to do that, it speaks highly of the work ethic that you've put into your craft and the pursuit and passion of that knowledge to
be able to do that kind of storytelling. It's fantastic.
Thank you. It's definitely scary when you're jumping into something new. So I like that you use the word brave, because it does take that leap of faith in trying something new. And like I said, I never thought I'd be writing longer texts, but I'm loving it. So I would really encourage anyone that's listening to give it a go. And even if it never gets published, or if you do nothing with that first draft, you're trying something new. So yeah,
that's very encouraging. Now, also, you are so busy. You are an educator. You are a parent. You are an author. You have family. I mean, that is a lot. And then you make time for writing. Like, how do you manage work-life balance? Do you have any tips for that?
No, it's hard. It is absolutely hard. And like I mentioned, I have three children, 10 and under. So they keep me busy. My husband travels quite a bit for work. So the support system I have around me with my parents and extended family, I've really been able to lean on them. And I'm so grateful for them. Again, my children are my biggest cheerleaders. So even when I'm tired, they keep me going and they're cheering me on. And my youngest is always like, can I read your next story? So that's encouraging. He's usually the first person that reads my work. So I think having my children be so encouraging is great. And as of right now, the last 2 years, I've been on a leave from teaching due to personal family illness. So in that way, I've been able to find a little bit more time during the day, depending on what is happening in that day. But I usually do love to write at night when the house is quiet, everyone's asleep. In a strange way, I become energized, and that's when my characters come to life. And I know it looks different for everyone, and everyone's situation is different. If possible, finding a support system, protecting your time as much as possible to write, and having cheerleaders is priceless. Yeah, it's hard to find the one solution that will work for everyone in terms of work-life balance. I think that's something I'll forever be trying to manage. And I really think that writing is a part of my work now. And I do hope to go back to teaching. So my situation will be different in a couple of months, but it's not easy. Just keep going as best as you can and try to find pockets of time and try to protect that time as best as possible. It's hard.
Thank you. I sympathize with anybody. It's been interesting on social media. I had a couple of people reach out and just like, how are you doing what you're doing? Because they notice that it's like, oh, you're, and I tell people, I'm very honest. I like, I'm doing several jobs, but it's like part time. And so it's like, yes, that flexing up and down, and you kind of figure out what works best at that particular season of life you're in. Because like you said, in 2, 3 months, 6 months, a year, things change. And so you kind of have to figure out, how do I adapt? How do I still find those pockets that you mentioned of creative time? It's interesting because you say you're at night. I'm in the mornings. I do better. Like, I get up really early. And then I feel like every one's a week. And I think it's partly because my son, he's a night owl. And so I'm just like, oh, it's hard knowing he's still up and around. And so it's much easier early mornings for me to write and or be creative or draw and things like that. So, but thank you so much for sharing that. Now, I was wondering, Sita, is there anything that you're currently working on that you could share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I am working on Divya Dubey series, this chapter book series. I'm working on book two right now. I'm really excited about that. Yeah, I just love that I get to continue her story and her family story and keep being engaged in her world. So I'm working on that right now. I recently completed my first middle grade novel that will be going on submission, hopefully next week. I have a wonderful new agent now, Marcy Posner of Folio Junior. And yeah, it's ready to go out on submission. And then I'm brainstorming in the very, very early stages of brainstorming my next middle grade novel, which, like I said, never saw myself writing middle grade. And now I'm really inspired to keep writing in the genre.
Wonderful. And so you've kind of mentioned a little bit of some of those people that have supported you along the way. Is there anybody else that you would like to do kind of a shout out that helped you out along your creative journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Just going back to some of the mentors I mentioned, I'm a member of 12 by 12, SCBWI, Inked Voices. Really grateful for the wonderful South Asian writers that are creating stories that inspire me. So really appreciate all those that have written stories about themselves, and family who is absolutely an inspiration. I think one of the things that really surprised me about this journey along writing in general was mining my own experiences as a daughter of Indian immigrants, learning more about my family stories, my family history, stories of my great-grandmother and her families. I feel like it's helped me, I guess, dive deeper into my own Indian culture, a culture that I think I turned away from growing up just because I really wanted to fit in and not stand out. And I really appreciate that knowing more about my history, my culture, through the stories I'm writing and the experiences I've had and my family's had, has helped me share them with my children in such a way that I never anticipated. So I'm really grateful for this creative journey for that, I guess, really reconnecting with my own roots. And I think this journey was not smooth by any means. And I feel like everything I've shared so far has been wonderful about getting to this place, but there was definitely a lot of bumps along the way. So I'm really grateful for where I'm at in terms of the process. I'm grateful for the journey and being able to write for children and writing books I wish I had growing up and books that I can share with children all over. You just never know how far your books will go. So I think that is a really important part of the journey that I'm so grateful for.
So this is a podcast, and we don't do video. So where can people find out more about you and your books?
You can absolutely find me on my website. There'll be updates there along any of the projects I'm doing, www.storiesbysita.ca. I'm on X, not as active anymore, Instagram. Those would probably be the main ways for now.
Wonderful. Well, everybody check out her website and Instagram and her lovely work. Thank you so much, Sita, for being on the podcast with me today.
Thank you for having me, Nancy. I really enjoyed this. I was nervous. It's really great what you're doing and the way that you're so curious and showcasing creators. I'm really grateful that you asked me to join your podcast. So thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you, everybody, for listening to My Creative Life. Bye.